Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning fly control around the dairy, and really want to concentrate on the two flies that really seem to cause us the most problems when we're talking about confinement dairy buildings, and that would be house flies and stable flies. These two flies look very similar and have some of the same feeding characteristics, but there are also some major differences. Stable flies are the biting flies and those that tend to hang on the underside of the animal as well as on the legs, and generally cause more irritation to the animal when it comes to issues of feeding as well as milk production. Some things that you need to think about as a dairy farmer is how you're going to probably not eliminate, because we're always going to have flies around the dairy, but how are you going to control the population so it doesn't really get out of hand? Sorry to say, the most important part of this control program involves sanitation, cleaning up the manure around the farm. Spoiled feeds such as silages and hays are also primary breeding grounds for the flies. You need to think about residual sprays. Those work very well. Some are only to be applied to the premise of your dairy. Others can actually be applied directly to the animal. And the final thing you might consider on your dairy is fly parasites. These have to be released on a weekly basis. Can be of some benefit to controlling the flies because they actually feed on the larvae as they're developing. However, keep in mind that if you're using an insecticide or larvicide that you're feeding to your animals, that insecticide can also be toxic to the parasitic flies that you're releasing. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.